The business of fashion has been dominated by men for centuries, but a new exhibition at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem is celebrating women who've influenced the industry's evolution. Among the more than 100 pioneering designers represented is Elizabeth Keckley, a formerly enslaved person who became Mary Todd Lincoln's dressmaker. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on the seamstress and the show.
An army of impeccably dressed mannequins populate the exhibition titled Made It, The Women Who Revolutionized Fashion. It opens with a contemporary feminist ensemble, blue jeans, black blazer, white t-shirt, designed by the first female head of Christian Dior. Paces away, a black and white buffalo plaid dress comes into view. It's credited to Elizabeth Keckley.
It is purported to have been owned by Mary Todd Lincoln, who was probably one of her most sort of famous and supportive customers.
Peabody Essex Museum fashion curator Patrice Slinkard says this dress and the woman who made it embody the show's narrative thread of female fortitude, ingenuity, and struggles for equality.
Elizabeth Keckley was born into slavery in the United States in 1818.
Keckley's mother taught her to sew when she was a child.
And she became an extremely well-versed and skilled dressmaker.
Keckley's needle skills enabled her to escape a life of servitude. Before dying, her mother revealed that their owner, Armistead Burwell, was Keckley's biological father. She endured whippings while working for Burwell's family in Virginia. In her early 20s, Keckley was raped and gave birth to her only son, George. Eventually, the seamstress moved to Missouri with her owners, who were struggling financially. She supported them while making her own money by making dresses for St. Louis socialites. Then, in 1855, Keckley asked to purchase her and her son's freedom.
Her owner at the time thought that he was going to propose an amount that would have been, you know, very hard to achieve for a black woman in the early 1800s, which was $1,200.
Keckley proved him wrong and made her way to Washington, D.C., where she became the go-to dressmaker for the social and political elite.
She wanted to keep pushing. She wanted to be successful.
Look closely at Mary Todd Lincoln's dress with cape, Slinkard says, and we can see why customers, including Jefferson Davis's wife, sought out Keckley's eye. Starting with the large buttons down the front and piping along the cuff of the sleeve.
But also the swing to the cape that is worn above the very large cage crinoline circular skirt, I think really kind of speaks to her skills as a dressmaker, but also as an artist. You know, she had an innate understanding of proportion.
Keckley was more than Mary Todd Lincoln's dressmaker. She was also her confidant, but their relationship ended a few years after President Lincoln's assassination when Keckley wrote a controversial memoir titled Behind the Scenes or 30 Years a Slave and 4 Years in the White House.
Mary felt or expressed a sense of betrayal.
Author Jennifer Fleischner is an English professor at Adelphi University.
Particularly that letters that Mary Lincoln had written to Keckley were published in an appendix, and that her private life, right, scenes in the White House with her husband, with her children, we're now out there for the world to see.
Fleischner's dual biography is called Mrs. Lincoln and Mrs. Keckley, the remarkable story of the friendship between a first lady and a former slave. Keckley defended her book as a compassionate act of truth-telling, but she and Mary Lincoln never spoke again. Now, Fleischner says historians rely on the seamstress's memoir as an in-depth primary source that offers a rare glimpse inside her life, the White House, and the nation's capital, where she influenced what white women wore.
You know, she was not just a dressmaker. She had the title of mantua maker. And that was a kind of bodice that not everybody could make. You know, it was like glued to your body.
Keckley went on to lead the dress department at Wilberforce University in Ohio, the nation's first college established and owned by black educators. She was also a longtime civil activist. Now Fleischner is delighted the designer's legacy is part of the Peabody Essex Museum's exhibition about female fashion pioneers.
She deserves it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The exhibit Made It, The Women Who Revolutionized Fashion is on display at the Peabody Essex Museum through March 14th. To see photographs from the exhibit, visit WBUR.org.